It's your Daily Dose with Bob and Nick. We have a pretty sweet episode in store for you today. It starts with Nick's delightful pronunciation of nuts and confections, and morphs into a story of one of my friends who took great pains to pull a pretty brilliant prank on one of our buddies. It's an episode filled with sweets, tricks, and treats. Check it out.
Can we talk about sweets for a second?
Oh my God, please.
Okay, so I can't remember if I told you this before. I love pistachios.
Yeah, I do too.
But anything with pistachios that was sweets related, whether it was a cake or a cookie or a scone or any of those things, I would avoid because I once had pistachio ice cream.
Oh.
The classic green pistachio ice cream was like, I love pistachios. This must be delightful.
And you didn't like it.
Disgusting.
What made it so disgusting?
A cloyingly sweet. And maybe I have one of those genes, like not the cilantro ones, but for that, like almond too. Something like almondy desserts.
This is my friend that would change the proportion of frosting to cake, talking about cloyingly sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you justify
that? It's sweet
that?
In a different way.
Well, I think it's ruining your original love for pistachios.
Well, no, because I'll still eat the roasted pistachios all day long.
No. What I'm saying is, in that form, you couldn't enjoy the pure form of pistachio that you enjoyed.
Right.
And when you first tasted it, you were seeking that and something else. But it was buried in there. You didn't get enough of that.
But now, pistachios in... as a one of the syrups for coffee. Delightful.
Really?
The cookies, Gideon's Cookies does it a lot on their cookies. Yeah. I'm like, oh, I'm not going to like this.
They have a cookie that's coated in pistachios, actually.
I am not going to like that, is what I thought. And then I had a bite and was like, oh, that's how it's supposed to be. So same thing with hazelnuts. And I got some hazelnut creamer because there's a BOGO at Publix. So I got some regular sweet cream creamer and I got the hazelnut creamer. And I've had kind of bad luck with hazelnut creamer, other than the Wawa creamer with the hazelnut in it, which is, I think, just basically oil with some hazelnut flavoring. Super gross, but I love it. I'm like, see, it ends up being this kind of pistachio-ish experience for me.
Wow.
So I took a chance and I got it and I had it this morning. And it was very nice.
See, you're finding a new range of pistachio. I'm pretty proud of you.
Yeah, I mean hazelnut in this case, but it was pistachio adjacent.
Okay.
Like we all are sometimes.
I think so. Yeah. I think most of the world is.
Yeah. Do you like anything, like, do you like pistachio? You were making a face when I was talking about pistachio ice cream. Do you like pistachio ice cream?
I like pistachio ice cream, but it's not one that I would choose. If it was the only ice cream I had, I would eat it.
Yeah.
But that's not really my jam. I love pistachios by themselves. Just
roasted
pistachio. I had, you know Chris Dinger.
Yeah.
He also loves pistachios. As does our friend Dale Smith. And so Dale Smith, being the devious trick player that he is, once ate a bunch of bags of pistachios. And you know how they have the pistachios that have no opening?
Yeah.
No. He took all of those and then put them into a bag and sealed that bag and gave it as a gift to Chris Dinger. So he had a bag full of pistachios he could not open.
No, not easily.
Right. Well, exactly. You got to pull out the hammer at some point.
Yeah.
But I love that concept because that took work. Okay.
Yeah.
And in my mind, this is the way I think. If someone puts that much work into pulling something over on you, that's love.
Oh,
that's love.
Now, who's going to do that for someone they don't like?
Exactly. And the deviousness of it, because you're even thinking that up.
Yeah.
I'm just going to give you a bag of these that you can't open.
I thought it was going to be like the Tootsie Roll Slim Jim thing
guys did. James Newport.
That was
another one. That's
like,
just
find the ones that are still together, like still clamshelled, but empty. And then put something weird inside of it.
Weird. Like what?
Like a Slim Jim, I think. Yeah, cat food, a little bit of cat food.
So have you eaten a Slim Jim? When was the last time you had a Slim Jim?
It's been a while.
Yeah, I had something that tasted very much like a Slim Jim, and it took me right back to my childhood where I couldn't get enough Slim Jims. My mother loved Slim Jims, and so I had to have Slim Jims. And I would eat one, and then I was treating them like they were a meal.
Yeah.
Like I'd buy five of them, and I'd eat them one after another. Couldn't figure out why I had diarrhea and gas, but, you know, I had that and Slim Jims.
Hey, it's Nick. Thanks for listening.
what would you put in the pistachio to trick somebody? And what if you did it in a good way? In other words, put something even better than a pistachio inside of pistachio shell. Like two pistachios, or money, or a prize, Cracker Jack pistachios, or a mix. Sometimes it's pistachios, sometimes it's something bad like cat food, sometimes it's something good like a gift card to Gideon's Cookies. I like where this is going. Let's work on this. Have a great day.